Forecasm Radio here at World Dairy Expo and here at the GIA booth here in World Dairy Expo inside the Trade Show Arena. And Steve Pretz joining us. And Steve, we had a chance on Tuesday morning to talk about a few different issues. And in your realm, you mentioned immigration and labor and technology and how it fits together. And immigration is something that's been on the surface, but I think you brought up a good point or a few different good points to kind of combat this whole immigration situation and labor shortage.
That's right. And immigration is a key issue here, that it's been the primary source for these entry-level jobs like milking cows. And you don't see any second-generation people doing that. They move on to other opportunities here in the U.S. And migration to robotics allows dairy farmers to attract more local, higher-skilled labor in a more professional job.
Steve, you brought up one point when it comes to consistency, and that's what animals like, that's what dairy cows want, and this provides that.
Yeah, one phrase I like to use, I worked a lot in Asia, and to try to explain to them how to milk cows on a large scale, for the cow, we like to say the good life's a boring life, meaning it's the same experience from feed to bed to milking process every day. So consistency of routine and in the milking process, robotic milking gets you closer to that than any other way possible.
As far as technology basis here, we're seeing different options here at the GIA booth. It's not a one-size-fits-all, Steve.
That's right. And we use a building block approach, whether it's capital investment or just the design of the farm or just generational timing. It's not always the right time to invest millions in robotic milking. So we have devices like FutureCow, which is a prep system that is fully automated. We use a man to administer it, and as well as Apollo, which is a back flush post dipping system that works with any detacher on the market or metering system, whether it's ours or somebody else's, and sanitizes and dips a cow, saving labor.
Steve, when it comes to labor and immigration, a lot of people bring up dollars. You know, one, whether it's wages or maybe the dollar value, the investment side of things. There's a lot of neat input on each side. I don't think farmers are paying people less than what they should. I know someone brought up the question about minimum wage. There's nobody working on a dairy farm earning less than minimum wage.
No, and when you travel around the world, you get to see the future a little more clearly, and you go to a country like Australia that's as large as the U.S., a lot lower population, but a history of extremely strict immigration laws. What you see there, as the dairy industry has grown, but also the general economy has grown, so there's other opportunities, and lower family sizes like what you have here, you have migrant or transient labor that comes to Australia earning in U.S. dollars nearly $27 an hour. So that's not here today, but it's getting there with overtime and just availability of labor to find people to do that job.
I know I shared a text with somebody this morning, and they're actually selling their herd coming up next month in November. And his quote was, you know, I'm done with exercising 15 hours a day for breaking even. And we kind of shared, you know, some of these smaller herds, it's hard. It comes down to that bottom line. It's hard to make it.
Yeah, and that's just the general economy. You know, people expect more. And I was raised on we milk maybe up to 120 cows, and three brothers, myself, my family, made a real good living at it. But we also farmed a lot of acres. And that made a big difference for us. But just the cost of living, education, we never had health insurance, never. Until I went to work in a professional company, I didn't know what that was. But those days are over. People just don't choose to live that way anymore.
Steve Pretz joining us here on Chasm Radio. Steve, we appreciate your time. Thank you for your information this morning.
All right, Joe. Thanks a lot for interviewing me. I appreciate it.
For Chasm Radio here at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Joe Gill.